Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is August 18th, 2024. It's Sunday, and I have the honor to have three different people on. I have Professor Joe, Professor Jim Fetzer, and Charlene Renee, who has her own show, 2100 Show. And I've asked her to help me because I'm trying to do Rumble, but I want a specific subject out of her, which is to deal with Revelation 13 through 17, I believe it is. So we're all got our own subject we're going to give, and with that said, I'm going to bring up Professor James Fetzer. What do you got to report on, Jim?
Well, Stu, there's an awful lot going on around the world. Let's begin in Ukraine, where Belarus is reporting that Russia is trying to be provoked by Ukraine into using nuclear weapons. I think that the West has concluded they cannot win a conventional war against Russia, and they're hoping to provoke Russia to use nukes. We do have leaked documents that Russia is prepared to attack NATO using nukes, should it come to it, but I'm certain Putin does not want to do that. Meanwhile, the Russian media is reporting of a Ukrainian plot to explode dirty bombs at nuclear power plants. I mean, this is a kind of dirty trick for which Ukraine has become rather notorious. Very bad potential development. An additional report, Biden is considering sending long-range cruise missiles to Ukraine, which would only be appropriate to use against Russia. So if you want to set up a situation where Russia will use nukes against NATO, that would probably do it. Joel, you may have heard some of these reports. Your thoughts?
Yes. And what Jim is saying is exactly correct, but it's become more hot than that. The mercenaries hired by the Ukrainians, which are really French and Polish troops, have invaded 80 kilometers into Russia. They've already gotten into a battle, pulled back, gone into a battle, pulled back. So the war has already gone hot. Clashes are on at the border. And I just looked at this morning, a picture was posted of where a Russian bomber that carries nukes exploded on takeoff, and you can see the mushroom cloud, which means it had a nuke on board, which tells me the same thing that happened with Iraq. There were over 50 tactical nukes that were dropped on Iraq. So what I would say is they've already started.
Very bad, Joe. Very bad.
Yes, this is bad. You know, here's part of the problem, too. France and the United States have been allies since our country was formed. Washington and Lafayette. History. We come to your rescue. You come to our rescue, each continent. So they're allowed to fly their Mirages over America, and we're allowed to fly our F-16s over France to protect them, and they protect us. And they refuel like in Omaha, Nebraska, where they took down the Mirage, took down that Huey Whitewater that was trying to execute me and Super Spook Otis Johnson in Hastings, Nebraska, and we were down the street a mile apart. Hastings College was in between, and it kept poking on me, knocking me to my knees where I was finishing up a house. Anyway, so I made a phone call. It blew up over the secret base out there that they've got. It's a computer base, okay, out east on Highway 36, I believe it is. But there was a reason I brought this up. I'm having a brain fart, sorry. But when it comes to the situation that they're doing now, Otis had talked to me quite often, Super Spook, in person. And believe me, I know too much. Between that and all these other spooks I've come across when I was jailed. But we are right now, because of being an ex-Marine and trained, before they turned it to bits, we used to do the old boot camp and all the infantry training, all the whole bit. But I worked in headquarters battalion in the Marine Corps, worked for the commanding officer, captain. But they had, we were reservists. And I was in charge of the records. So I called each battalion up, or whatever we called them, like the transportation division, calling to update records all the time. But I came to know about military. And we got another ex-Marine on here, Captain Professor James Futzer. But what we've got right now, and here's what I'm leading to, is that you brought it up, Joe brought it up. I mean, they have stepped over the line. And Israel, behind it, slaughtered about 50,000, I think they're up to now, Palestinians since October the 8th last year, okay? And what they have done, they have, I mean, this is war crimes to the max, crimes against humanity that they need to be punished over and dealt with their leaders. Now, France, for them, they used to be our ally and helping me take care of that helicopter, being my ally, you know, and I did help them with bank bailout, or they helped me with bank bailout, me and Tom Hennigan at the time, caused the scandal that led to a lot of other stuff that I'm going to be discussing after this show with Charlene for a few minutes, and that's raising money for Janet, who lost her house, became a whistleblower, taken on because her house was paid for when her husband died, and they stole the house from her. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll
talk about it on the next show here, Charlene, but we are at a point to where I understand military, and I've watched the situation, okay? And my father, I'm just going to brag about him. I mean, he was involved, but he was in Keesler Air Force Base, and he was a U.S. Air Force intelligence, and he was right out of high school. He signed up for 4 years, so they trained him, and they trained him in electronics, and he became a teacher there in electronics for the Air Force later on. But he was involved with stopping the Korean War, and what they did is they sent 69 U.S. Air Force intelligence down to a river that separated China and North Korea. And it was pure drinking water. They swam in it. They bathed in it. The whole bit. Well, China was going to send in. The U.S. figured it out that they were going to send 300,000 of these Chinese across that river into North Korea. So they had to stop them. And the way that they stopped them was... And 150,000 of them were loaded with rifles and something to kill with, pistols. The other 150,000, all they had was bayonets at the start of the Korean War. These were the Chinese coming in to help North Korea against South Korea. So what they did is my dad and his team, there were 69 of them, U.S. Air Force intelligence from Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, Mississippi, where Gene Chip Tatum, Super Spook, was also trained and worked out of. Anyway, they went down and contaminated the river with uranium or plutonium, and it killed 123,000 of them and stopped the war. I said, Dad, do you ever ask for forgiveness to all those people you killed? He said, oh, yeah, Stu, years ago, Jesus forgave me. I said, okay. But that's the story of my father. Now, we're getting ready for war, and I tell you, he would be seeing it and screaming about it right now if he were alive. Start telling your audience, Stu, the war is getting ready to pack. And I believe that they are going to do something before the election. What's your opinion, Jim, or Joe, or Charlene?
Go ahead, Jim.
Go ahead, Joe.
All right, I want to add this. Jim, what is the nuclear plant that is in Russia? What is that? It's a big nuclear plant. I can't remember the name of it. But it's on fire. It's been bombed.
Oh, God.
So we have a big...
Zaporizhia?
Yeah. It's been bombed, and so it's on fire. And when it's on fire like that, well, there goes the pollution. So in other words, everything along the Ukrainian border, Russia, has gone hot. They're just not reporting it. And the same thing that is the same thing that is going on with Israel and Hezbollah on the northern border. It's gone hot, and I think what's happened now is that the Israelis have lost their backup that they need, because you can't keep troops up on the border in a hot fight for more than 3 weeks, then you have to pull them off. So I think they've exhausted their IDFers, and well, guess what? There's the Marines. And I would suggest that the Marines are already being used on the northern Israel border with Lebanon. So that's gone hot. So I would say the other thing that is part of that is the huge migration that is yet to happen. Now, already New York City has more or less gone hot downtown. It's a crime scene. Everything is going. Everything. Every crime is being committed. It is now working its way out into the suburbs. Right now, in motels around Denver and I believe Kennedy Airport are these hotels. In those hotels, they are barracking Chinese military age men. There are also Chinese being barracked around certain military bases. So I think something is going to go hot here, if it already hasn't. They're just not reporting it. And I think it's going to, particularly, it's already, the border is a disaster. It's a war zone. They're just not saying it. It's a war zone. So it's just not hot like you have an invasion, like in a regular war, except over in the Ukraine. So what's happening now is you have European men going against Rus, which are European men, and they're killing each other. And they are, I would say, the beginning of the genocide. So they're shutting down on fertilizer, which is causing Sri Lanka to go the way of Haiti, of where they're eating their food, eating dirt and trees. And that's going to cause a huge mass migration, which already has happened in Haiti. All those guys are coming into the United States. Miami is loaded with them. So I think it's gone asymmetrical and it's hot now.
Now, I want to add something, if I may, because you brought it to my attention, Joe, in the past, others. But there's 100,000 Chinese troops on the Canadian border of the United States. There's 100,000 Chinese troops on the Mexican border of the United States. There's 100,000 Russians on the Mexican border of the United States. And there's 100,000 Russians on the Canadian border of the United States right now. And it's been there for quite a while. We have a problem. All I'm doing is saying this, and I said it in the last show with Nicole, is that, hey, I created a militia, I admit to it, GOAT, Guardians of American Liberties, 1.5 million man army, back in 1994 and to 1995, and we were headquarters in Denver, and I told everybody to be independent, county by county, state by state. They started hooking up, the Patriots did, they created it. Oh man, I saw an arsenal out there that I couldn't believe, whew, that the American people have in the way of weapons. We could defend this country. And if we ever got hit, you know.
We got into the basement down there on the transfer.
What is that?
It's a mistake. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I see a possibility that we could have an invasion. If we did, Remember those household goods for the ladies out here. Go get yourself some ammonia and go get some bleach and do not keep it in the same spot or near each other. And you get these water bottles. They're small water bottles at Casey's or your 7-Eleven or whatever, a buck and a half, or they're plastic, cheap plastic. And, you know, by the time you're through with the water, you can squeeze it at a crack. Okay, get those. Start stocking up with those. And keep some water bottles with the bleach, some with the ammonia, totally in separate sink areas. And one day, if you hear your neighborhood's getting invaded, start pouring some bleach in one bottle or a couple bottles and pour ammonia in a couple other bottles, or store it that way if it's totally separate. Otherwise, you're going to kill yourself if it's close together. And you see a tank coming down the street, or you see a bunch of troops coming down the street, you throw a water bottle out there full of bleach, and then the next one is ammonia. And you create a gas, and it forms into a cloud form of gas. They take a couple breaths of that. They are dead. And if it's a tank, you look for where they're sticking their rifles out the side, so forth, shooting at people. You hit them in those spots. They'll be coming up out of the tank. Throw a couple more as they open up out of the tank. Kill them all. I'm just telling you, defend America. Be prepared. Because there's more than 1.5 million in 44 states that I organized, and it's no centralization. They're already centralized in each state and each county. Now, there's more than just the one I created and admit to creating, and it was written about in Time magazine in 1995, a fold-out cover about it, malicious primers, they called us, or something. Anyway, there were about 14 of us that they claimed had militias going. There was also others that I put on the air without mentioning names, but in past shows. And they created about a 2 million man army. Okay? So there's a lot of Americans out here that are patriot. And then you got the Posse Comitatus. Oh my God, been around since the 60s sometime. They started organizing a form of a militia. Now it's what is going to defend America. But I also was told by Super Spook Otis Johnson, if we ever had an invasion, that our top military, meaning generals, colonels up, are all dirty and part of the system and the whole bit. He says, you're going to see rank and file, or if they ever tried to turn on the American people and told our military to turn on us, that the military from captains down would support the American people, and they would make sure that colonels up, that they had them locked up. That's what he told me. So, folks, I think something's going to be hot, this is my opinion, before the election in the way of a war possibility, World War III. Now, France being our ally, part of NATO, sending troops over there 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago, 200 of them or whatever it was, that was a big mistake. They're the ones attacking Russia right now. Then you have Poland, who's also a NATO member. And here the Ukraine is not part, we're part of NATO now. They've been Russian territory forever. It's their land. Oh, Russia invaded the Ukraine. They never invaded. They pulled their troops up there because they were having a revolution inside of the Ukraine. But go ahead, Jim, if you got anything else to offer or want to comment about my statements or Joe or...
Well, I think Joel is all over this one, Stu. I'm very impressed with his latest reports. Continue, Joel.
All right. Now, I think what's going to happen is it will intensify along the border. And I tell people, follow Michael Yon and what he says. Because part of the asymmetrical warfare is to start with scarcity, then to hunger, then to starvation, then to pandemics, then to war. And that is what's happening right now in the Darien Gap, which is right there in the Panama Canal. They are already having riots in Panama. Not enough food. Things are being cut back. Same thing is happening in Holland. Same thing is happening where you have natural gas pumping stations being blown up in Texas. it is to create shortages. From shortages, we go to a little bit of hunger. From hunger to starvation. From starvation to pandemics. And that's going to intensify greatly between now and the presidential election. I'm already reading articles where Antifa is being ramped up. The pro-Palestinian side and the universities are going to really turn into what we call hot zones, like they were during the Vietnam War, where protests burned, buildings were being burnt down. And I think it's going to go to this next level at the university. So if you're a Jewish student, have an exit route.
Well, you know, Joe, nobody cares about the Jewish students. This is an anti-genocide protest. It's got nothing to do with Judaism or Jews per se. It has to do with the policies of the government of Israel. It's a propaganda move to suggest it's anti-Semitism or directed at Jews. It's not. I'll tell you, in terms of going hot, it's going to be this week in Chicago. You got maybe 100,000 Antifa already poured into the city, BLM coming in, pro-Palestine, anti-genocide protester pouring into the city. You got a mayor who's receptive to protests, but you got a governor who's adamantly opposed. And what I anticipate is the governor is going to shut down the mayor and bring in the National Guard, and I expect we're going to have an outcome that is far worse, with many more casualties than Kent State this coming week. And that's what's going on outside of the convention. Inside the convention, we're getting reports of efforts to dump Kamala. There are many who hate her. She has the mind of an infant. She's truly incompetent. And of course, this guy, Waltz, fostered the George Floyd riots, although the event was theatrical and staged. He kept the National Guard out to let the riots, the arson, the looting take place. He's also made Minnesota a transgender sanctuary state, which is about as absurd as it gets. And I welcome either your comment, but I think we're going to have a hot time in Chicago this coming week. Very
yeah.
Big deal. Yes,
yeah,
please.
Yes, and so let me tell you, I have read that tomorrow is the date that they're going to start this. So it is going to be free abortions and vasectomies will be provided to attendees of the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. Planned Parenthood is bringing their mobile health center and is already a waiting list. I'm going to tell you, if Kamala Harris gets in the White House as our president, we are going into World War III. And I know some people do not read the Bible, and they don't look at what's going on as what the Bible says, because they think that it has already happened and it's but history repeats itself. And I look at it this way: whether you believe or not believe, the Bible explains that the harlot will ride the beast. And the beast system is us. We sit on the seven nations set upon the waters. And so it is explained in Revelations that once the harlot rides the beast, okay, so we know about her past. Okay, so in Revelations, now, let me get to the verse here. In Revelations 17:5, and upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the admirants of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered in great admiration. Now, this comes after, the one of the heads on the beast gets wounded and heals. Okay, so I'm, if you look at it the way this is going, first Trump gets hit with a bullet in his ear. Okay, well, it goes through his ear. Okay, so that happens. Then they're trying to put in Kamala. Okay, so for years and years, the Satanists have tried to get a witch in the White House. Now Trump defeated Hillary, which people have said that she is a witch.
Hildebeest!
Yeah. So they tried to get her in there. And so Trump defeated her. So now, what are they doing to Trump? Okay, so they want Kamala in there so bad that they're trying to send Trump to prison. Now, it explains in Revelations that once the harlot rides the beast, that we go into war, and it is devastation on the earth. And in Revelations 18:23, basically, it is the end of the world, and all nations will be deceived. So we need to pray. We need to pray starting tomorrow that these abortions and vasectomies do not take place. We need to be in constant prayer that this woman does not become our president, because if and when she does, she will be the first witch in the White House. Now, I was watching a show that I really like. It's called Off the Cuff. And it's a very good show. The woman that runs that show, she explains how Kamala is their witch that they want to put in the White House. So they tried with Hillary and it didn't work. And now they want to get Kamala in there. So it's so important for Christians to be praying right now against the evil that is going on. So the last full moon, a lot of people were moving in the fifth dimension, and if you know what I'm talking about, then you're probably elevated in your beliefs. And illuminated in that area, then you need to be in deep prayer in the fifth dimension and be stable in your faith and be strong and fight. And we are going to end up having to fight to stay alive, and because this is coming. If they allow this to happen, the agenda 21, which Trump kept going into place, Agenda 21, he set in different laws and things where they could not go forward with a lot of Agenda 21, and they've tried. They want to put in Agenda 2030. They're pushing for that with going all of those electric vehicles. If Trump gets back in there, we'll be able to keep our vehicles, because in Agenda 2030, we are not supposed to have any gas-powered vehicles in the year 2030. So what's going to happen is they will not inspect the vehicles at all that are gas-powered, and people will have to go buy an electric vehicle. And that's not fair to us. So, I mean, Trump knows this. So we need to try to get Trump back in the White House to keep Agenda 2030 from happening. I know I can't afford to go buy a new electric car. I mean, you know, so if you are aware of Agenda 2030 and you are enlightened and you have moved into 5G dimension, then you need to be in constant prayer that for our country at this point, and pray against this witch to not get in the White House, because when she does, she will be the harlot that is riding beast, and all the nations will be deceived. And if you read this, that's Revelation 18:23, and if you continue to read, it is the end of the earth as we know it.
Okay,
yeah,
now
so that is Revelation 17:5. If you want to go read it and then continue to read,
okay.
But I believe that all of this, it says here that it explains what the beast is and how it relates to our nations and our kings that run it, which the Bible says kings and not presidents. But you can put all of this together, and whether it is history repeating itself or whether it is in the time that we're in right now, people need to pay attention. That's all
okay.
I'm saying.
Okay, now, Charlene, that was an excellent report, but I want to add something that Super Spook Otis Johnson, which worked for General Flynn until his death, and then Flynn was illegally indicted as national security and had to leave the position. But Otis was killed. Otis told me in 2017 that the NSA saw through CERN, the super collider in Switzerland, that by 2025, a big fireball sometime during the year would hit planet Earth, the end of the planet. He said before that fireball, there were going to be, they estimated, sometime between 2021, late, and 2024, that two stars would hit planet Earth. And I said, well, you're talking about Revelation 13, Wormwood, and its sister star. He goes, you got that right, because he was raised as a Christian. Okay, but the point was, he brought that up. That, now, that's significant with what is going on, I believe, on planet Earth right now, and what Charlene was talking about. Now, if we look at other things, now, you know, things can change with prayer. That's a definite, but I want to mention something about this Kamala Harris, the harlot. Now, she grew up on a white slave farm down in Jamaica, her mother and father, which made her not a U.S. citizen. So she can't even be vice president, let alone president. She worked her way as a prostitute while going through law school, then becomes a U.S. prosecutor, because anybody that needs a job and you can't get one in the private sector because you just don't fit in, go to the government. They'll be happy to give you a job. That's the reason we got such a screwed up government. Now, she can't be vice president or president, either one. But under the 25th Amendment, if she said, oh, Joe Biden can't serve any longer, he's incompetent to be president of the United States, and the Congress swooped it in real quick, that'd make her president before the election. And or if something happened to him, okay, or his clone, which I believe you brought up in the past, Jim. I mean, this guy looks different than what the other one looked like. But if all of a sudden he disappeared off the planet, she becomes president of the United States, okay? And with, I guarantee you, if you go to my website and look for Dominion Software, it says right down the front, I did a story about it, and a whole bit. And where it came from, it shows corporate records right out of Colorado, my ex-father-in-law, and it shows that he created it, and it shows that the Walton Family Trust, Sam Walton, Sam's, hauls drugs for the Bush Crime Syndicate, that they are the ones that control Dominion Software. But it's also hooked up in with Raytheon, that's got the satellites, the Westar series of satellites, that they're able to change the voting machines with right in the middle of the day. So Jim Fetzer's running for Senate, and he's got 90% of the votes. And Joe Blow over here, he's only got 10% of the votes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon as everybody's taking their little stamp card and putting it in the machine that counts it. Well, satellite changes that, and all of a sudden Jim Fetzer's only got 10%, and Joe Doe, or whatever his name was, he's got the 90% at the end of the day. But read the story about Dominion. Now, Jim or Joe, you want to comment?
Oh, I think you're on the right track.
Joe, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
The entire issue of elections, clean elections, has not been going on at all, simply because it's changed in cyberspace. They select. We vote, they select. And whoever, I know who's going to be president. And I qualify that by saying who they select. That's what's going to happen. But I think it's more important for what Jim is saying, what is going to happen this coming coming days with the event in Chicago, because that could be an igniter into bigger things. Because that's what happened during the Democratic election way back during the Vietnam War. It exploded out into other areas, and so we'll see what happens.
Perfect. Go ahead, Jim. Perfect spot to get Biden, make him dead, and Kamala becomes president during the convention. Perfect time, wouldn't it be?
Well, I don't think that. Well, that could be because there is going out there. You know, they made the attempt on Trump. There's no doubt about that. So why can't they do what they want with Biden and Kamala?
And the New World Order. I mean, he's expendable to these top Satanists on this planet. The Council of 13. Okay, happens to be the Larry Mizell in Denver is one of them. Rockefeller, Rothschild, Anwar Ben Sharia, the head rabbi in Israel, that's allowing Bibi Netanyahu to kill 50,000 Palestinians, slaughter them. This is a sick planet.
This happened also in the past with the Jim. You'll remember this about happened with the Nixon administration, how it ended up with Gerald Ford being president, and don't forget Squeaky Fromm tried to assassinate Ford, and who would have been president? Nelson Rockefeller.
Yep.
So that could happen between now and the election.
It's terrible. And Stu, now in Revelations 8:11 is where they talk about wormwood. So wormwood comes first. And that's when the seventh seal is opened. So it's going to be several. It's going to be a lot of seals open, and Jesus opens the seals. And so all of this will happen. And whether it has happened before, like I said, and history is repeating itself, I see it coming, and a lot of Christians do. And no matter who they put in there, because we all have. I know I have. Most people should have already read the story of the Committee of 300 by John Coleman. So we know that they put in who they want, no matter
I'm
who
not
we
wrong.
Vote. But we need to be in prayer. We need to be praying for our country. No matter what they do, we need to be in constant prayer.
Yeah, I met John over in Ohio when I did a speech over there. He was doing one same place back in 95. But we got to stay in prayer for sure, but we're also going to have to be warriors if we get attacked. Because being an ex-Marine, hey, you know, four people have attacked me, and all four of them went to the hospital. I don't brag about that, but that did happen, okay? And so far, I haven't been there.
Okay.
But when it comes to war, get your neighbors. Make sure you got a lot of canned food. Now you say, I eat a lot of beef and stuff. About the only thing you can get out there would be what's it called? Corned beef in cans at Aldi's and your Walmarts and your different places. If you got to have beef, because you're going to be using barbecue grills or barbecue pits to warm up food on. Now, you better get canned goods, a lot of fruit and vegetables, both. You better store up on that. Store up on flour and stuff you make bread with out on the grill, whatever. Get wood. Get the different things, because I tell you what, they're going to knock the power grid out. There's not going to be the communication. It's not going to be computers and cell phones going anything else, because EMPs are going to hit this place. Just like in any war zone. The United States does it every time we go to war with somebody. We go hit them with EMPs. And it knocks the power grids down. It knocks the phones out. But it also affects, in case you weren't aware, it will affect the computers on cars. And it also affects, because they replaced the points with this little chip in there, in the distributor that gives you your electronic, the firepower, your spark plugs, etc. They replace those with about $30 chip now for your distributor. You better have that and a used computer out of a junkyard for about $100 in a lead sealed bag. Now, you go to plumbing supply places and you can buy sheets of this lead shield, or you can buy big pouches out on the internet of lead shield. That will protect your backup computer in case you get hit with an EMP. Otherwise, your car is not going to run. But if you got a backup, you got a way to transportation. Change out the computer and the little replace the points. Just thought I'd bring those up because I really feel something's hot. And Jim, it very well could be the convention this week that starts it all up. You got any comments?
Well, I think that's correct, Stu. And we have a new fake Biden, a fake Joe, died on the way to Las Vegas here of late, and a pilot notified the control tower he had to return to Washington because they had a body on board, but had it been anyone else, they would have gone ahead and landed and proceeded with business. Instead, the next development was a statement not on White House stationery that he was withdrawing from the race with a forged signature. And they trotted out a new guy, 4 inches taller, whom sources tell me is being played by actor Jim Carrey. I think they just didn't want to mess with having to deal with replacing Biden by elevating Kamala. It's not even clear whether she's technically qualified to serve as president, because neither of her parents were American citizens at the time of her birth in Oakland, California. And that's one more reason why I predict chaos in Chicago this coming week.
Joe, you got a comment?
I think Jim has hit the nail on the head. I believe it's going to be an igniter. I believe it is going to be an igniter to become more violent, to increase the violence, and then from there, then it will take on itself and expand to other areas, like among the people that are sneaking into the country, with the Chinese, with the others that are military age. And it will be sales that will happen. It won't be, they'll go buy a power plant and blow it up. And that will be the war. It will be a kind of a chaos thing, kind of what's going on in England today, but it's the wives that are protesting because of the murders that happened among the three girls. So Jim is right. I think it's going to be the igniter.
Could very well be. All I know is something's going to happen before this election to keep Trump from going in, I guarantee you. They're going to try everything that they can do. So folks, just be prepared for this. Be prepared for a possibility of war after the United States, a NATO country, allows France, our number one ally, to go in and put troops in and then invade Russia, which the Ukraine is part of Russia, folks. It's not a NATO country. They just became NATO after Biden sends him a lot of money and his son gets a lot of money. Okay? So, bad situation. Bad situation. Poland being a NATO country, bad situation. And I'll reveal something on this radio show that has been top secret. I think I brought it up once before, but University of Kansas, or K-State out in Manhattan, Kansas, northwestern part, out of 36 Highway, there's a farm out there. They're into liquefaction. This is top secret. They can pull a truck in on top of this thing as long as it's got an oxygen mask on the truck driver. This was made for the Marine Corps, Jim. Two troops, two Marines, carry this electronic device on one end of a battlefield, and the other two Marines carry the other one at the other end of the battlefield, and in between you got 100 tanks that are enemy tanks. All they do is turn those things on. They're silent, they're electronic, and it turns the soil directly underneath those tanks into quicksand. Wham! It just kills everybody. And they can do it on Manhattan Island. They can do it on Manhattan and drop every building into the soil in Manhattan. That's how powerful these things are. They were developed at K-State, folks. Anyway, there's a farmland out there that you see there's no trees on, because that's where the trucks that reload the secret underground base out there, okay, are coming in, and they put the mask on, and then they drive out the other end out of a tunnel way on down. But two U.S. guards pulled me over after pulling in the driveway to turn around, okay? They had guns pointed at me. I said, I'm just turning around over here. I got lost. You know, 36 and 81 is where it's at, folks. But K-State, another top secret. K-State had sold with Daddy Bush, taking it out of K-State, where they were developing biological chemical agents at K-State, part of the government's program. Daddy Bush was selling them to the Ukraine. Ukraine has the largest stockpile of chemical weapons in the entire world. And a friend of mine was one that exposed it, who's now dead, and his wife is down in Panama. Now, she's a former prosecutor in Colorado that they nearly killed last time she was there. Now, you talked once before about a section of Panama that all it needs, Joel, is about 3 months worth of highway in the northern part as it comes across where the jungle is or whatever. And then that complete road from the farthest south you can go, you can explain it, Joe, clear up to the North Pole is going to be a highway. Would you tell the people about that real quick?
It's called Highway 1. It was called the Trans Country Highway, Highway 1. And it starts up in the United States, goes through Mexico, and then all the way down to Tierra del Fuego. And what they're doing now is they're repairing the bridge at what is called the Darien Gap. And as soon as it's done, all the people will be leaving Peru, because they don't need passports, and then they come up to the United States on buses.
And who's supplying the bus routes? Who's paying for the buses, Joe? The Israelis?
There are different NGOs, but the number one is the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society. That's the number one. Then comes Catholic Charities, and then a couple more. But the idea is that they're creating scarcity, then hunger, then starvation, to move those people out of those third world countries into Europe and the United States. That's what's going on right now. That is asymmetrical warfare. And we aren't even really seeing half of it. Places like there's only a few people out there that are really telling the truth on the border, because they go down there and they walk the border and go up to the people that are coming in and interview them. And one is Anthony Aguero, A-G-U-E-R-O, and you can get him on YouTube. And now he'll introduce you. You can look at the videos and see what it is and see what it's like. And so there is at any one time, I forgot how many, they're up to 300,000 now. So it's really bad. Here in Phoenix, a minimum of 500 invaders come through. A minimum. 500 people a day. And that's just for Phoenix. And they're taken out to the different parts like Chicago, New York, and everybody's wondering why the immigrants were taken to Chicago and New York, because it acted as an assembly point, and then they projected out into the neighborhoods, and then they create a kind of a racial conflict, because what happens is, to a lot of them, these immigrants, they're not invaders, they're given a lot of subsistence at the beginning, but at the end they get cut off and they get stranded, and then they turn to rogue behavior or criminal behavior. And so in Paris is just a trash can now. London is a trash can now. And 50% of London is now foreigners. 50% of London. What does that tell you? And so when you have one man going into a dance studio and stabbing 11 young girls, then three of them die, what do the people do? Because that's only just the tip of the iceberg. There are places in Paris and in London you do not go into because it's owned by Middle Easterner or the African. And in Malmo, on any given weekend, they burn cars, have grenades thrown at each other, and full automatic weapon fire. Malmo, Sweden. And it's already beginning in New York City. In Chicago. And that's why I think Jim is correct when he says there's going to be some big fireworks at the Chicago gathering. And I think it's going to be the igniter.
Yeah. Jim?
Stu, I think we've covered the bases.
I think we have too. I think what we need to do is do another show towards the end of the week. This thing will be on through Friday, right, Charlene, or something, the convention, by the time they get all the speakers?
Are you talking about the DNC?
Yeah.
I don't know how long that's going to go on, but to add to what Joel was saying about over in England, the police are bowing down to these foreigners, and I'm not going to mention their actual religion, but I'm afraid for them, and I'm afraid it's going to come here. And we've already got a big problem here. So
what she's saying is that any Englishman, particularly if you're white,
right,
describe this as a threat, and a population replacement is immediately thrown into jail. You can't fight back.
They won't let them fight back, and if they do, they carry them into court, they'll put them in prison. And right now, it was a man who posted this on Facebook explaining, showed video of the people, the white English people getting abused by these foreigners, and showing what was happening, and they threw that man in prison for what he posted, and actually showing what is going on there. So England does not want other people in the world to know what's going on there. They're hiding it. And so they made an example out of that man that made that post. They made an example out of him so that other people won't do it.
Now let's look at the squatters. I mean, it's all over the news, every place, about these squatters. These are foreigners that are just squatting on people's houses, saying, oh, I live here. And then they can't get them off the property because of the laws in states and cities and counties. I mean, America is in trouble. Jim, would you agree with that?
What could be more obvious?
Okay. I think we've all said about what we need to, don't we? Anybody want to add something? Joe, for Charlene?
I do. We were talking about Janet earlier. I just want to touch on it real quick. She was involved in the Obama's foreclosure relief program. It was designed to help the bankers and not the homeowners. So She has been through a whole lot. Her home was supposed to be paid off because her husband that she was in love with, he got cancer and he died. And because whenever you have a mortgage, you have insurance to cover the home and also the homeowner. So if something happens to a spouse, then where they pass away, then the home is paid for. And so most home loans are set up that way. Well, her husband died in her arms, someone that she loved very much, and she was just absolutely traumatized when the bank came after her home. And
she had to prove, she had to prove that the insurance paid the mortgage off and the whole bit, and she had to fire an attorney who screwed her over. And the whole bit, the attorney used to appear on Alex Jones's radio show during that period of time. It's the reason she hired him. She got screwed.
Right, well, she has the payoff document. She can prove that it was paid off, but the bank never delivered one, and they refused to offer to pay forward, and so it was a foreclosure. And but even though the husband died first and her home was paid for, then they come after her because all of these other ones foreclosed. Now, she should have been sitting pretty after her husband passed away. But instead, they reinforced this. And so I have an article here, Stu, and I've sent you that. It explains in this article that it is Obama's mess.
I'll put it
and
up.
And the deposition of at least 5.2 million U.S. homeowners' families.
Now, I'll put that up, Charlene. I'll put that up underneath this radio show, but I just want to add something because it was me and Tom Hennigan, and it was French intelligence that pushed it, the bank bailout, to expose it. Then later I came in and pushed the U.S. attorneys to do something that's on my site, and they didn't do anything. But I came across Janet in the time frame of, we'll call it 2008 and 2012-13, in that time frame. Now, this was when I had also discovered that the numbers were close to 12 million people had lost their homes through the same thing, where banks were coming in and stealing. And they were coming in saying, oh, we own your home. We own your mortgage. Oh, no, you don't. Yeah, you do. We bought it. Oh, and attorneys come in and file that they that this corporation owns that house. Well, here you're paying your mortgage. Hang on. Here you're paying your mortgage on your house and everything. And your mortgage company won't defend you because it's them. It's the Council of 13, the richest in the world, that are controlling $150 trillion to $200 trillion apiece. They own the bank in America, Mizell, the guy out of Denver. He owns the entire Treasury. He owns the Federal Reserve, the whole bit, BlackRock, Blackstone. He owns Great West Life. Took it over from my ex-father-in-law. He inherited all that stuff because he's one that devil worshippers, fallen angel possessed, as Otis used to say. Whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years before it happened to Mizell when Milman died in 2004. But he left him $100 trillion, okay? A lot of money to be controlling. But one of the other banks was Great West Life Insurance, that was Meyer Lansky, the original crime syndicate, Power Financial, out of Denver, that out of Canada, that Milman inherited from Meyer Lansky. Crime syndicate, the Jewish crime syndicate in America. Now, Great West Life owns Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, which is the largest bank in the world with multiple offices in multiple countries. And every 6 months to 9 months, they pop up on the chart showing that they're money laundering, narcotics money laundering at one of their locations. And some vice president of the bank gets blamed and he goes to jail while Larry Mizell makes the money and never goes to jail. Just thought I'd bring that little subject up.
Yeah, so now this was involving Obama. Oh, this was Obama's deal, and it affected 5.2 million U.S. homeowners and families that were middle class.
Okay, now that's the article, but I had come across, and I'll put that article up, but it was just to say so, it was around 12 million people had been affected by 2012, between 2008 and 2012, where they were stealing their equity from them. And it was their own mortgage bankers doing it. But
it's gone over 8 years just from this article. And I think this is an older article, but it has gone on for years. And the middle class have tried to rebuild their wealth, and they've just gone through a horrible economic struggle like Janet has. And of course, it took them from middle class to poverty.
Okay, now Janet, you brought her up because it happens to be, folks, that I recently helped her. She's living in the same area I am, over here in Overland Park, living with a friend, had the whole bit, put her up. But she got targeted in New Hampshire. What was it? New Hampshire, New Jersey, where she was at, because of her past. She got targeted. She's been a target for a long time. But she's in a kind of a financial bind, and she had to buy licenses and all kinds of stuff here. And she'll be working, I think it's 17 more days. She has to wait for the county, and she had to do fingerprints with the police department. I mean, she's a professional, and she's got a good job at $100,000 a year. And she'll be okay. But right now, she doesn't have any money. And I don't have any money to loan her any money. I've given her food, and I've given her other things like that. I helped her out with $220 because her car, they were under car, okay? Pulled radiator hoses, overheated. It's a long story. They were trying to set her up because she knows too much. Once you're targeted, once you're targeted, they don't leave you alone. They come after you. And that's what happened to her. So Charlene brought her up because I'm asking for people to contribute to her. She needs about $500, and contribute on my website. Every dime will go to her, and or do it to Charlene's website, which is www.2100show.com. Contribute it to Charlene. She'll give it to her. But she needs a little money to operate for the next month, folks. Okay, the next month.
Another way you can donate to, my cash tag is $ Charlie Girl 00, and that's CHARLIEGIRL 00. The cash tag is the $. So it's cash tag Charlie Girl 00. If you donate, if you go to cashapp.com, or if you've got Cash App, that is the cash tag, and I will cut her a check and mail it to her from the Cash App.
Or you could go to your website. Now, on your website, you got a donation button, right?
Right, and that cash tag is there.
Okay, that's what you go to, for some folks, so you don't get confused. Go to her website, www.2100show.com, and contribute the money to Janet there. Anyway, with that said, Jim, you got anything else to add before we get off here?
We're good, Steve.
Okay, good enough. Joe, do you have anything? Joe? He must have been cut off. Okay, we're ending it here, folks. Thank you, Jim, Professor James Fetzer. Thank you, Charlene Renee. And thank you, Professor Jill. Oh, have a good day. Goodbye.